Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The 113th Congress is wrapping up and heading home. It approved a $1.1 trillion budget deal over the weekend. Here to explain how this Congress helped or failed to help our collective economic state is Marilyn Giewack. She's senior business news editor with NPR, based in Washington now, where she's been following Congress for many years. Marilyn, in terms of the economy, what marks are economists giving this Congress?
Well, it probably won't surprise you to find out that most people are pretty negative about this Congress. But it's the holiday season. I'm going to start out trying to be a little bit generous and focus on the good news. You know, it was a messy process that we saw over this past week, but actually Congress managed to end its two-year session by passing a pretty bipartisan budget. And, compared with the government shutdown, that's actually progress. And there's something else, Lisa, that I really wanted to note, which is that this Congress does deserve something of a hat tip for shrinking the federal budget deficit. If you remember back, during the worst of the Great Recession in early 2009, the federal budget deficit as a percentage of the whole economy, when you measure it by GDP, it was 10%. That's like horrible. It's scary. And in the last couple of years, that deficit has really been melting away. And it looks like in 2015, it'll be down to 2.6% of GDP. If you're wondering, how does that affect your wallet? What does that mean to you? It means that you're in a more stable country. People don't want to invest in a place where the deficit is out of control. And now that we're down to less than the historic averages, that's really pretty good. So
you're giving them light applause for not doing any harm.
A little bit. A slow clap.
But earlier this year, Congress did pass a 5-year farm bill. I wonder how that fits in with the overall budget.
Well, that is one thing that, if you were from the agriculture sector, at least if you're a farmer, a rancher, you've got a 5-year farm deal that passed, and that renewed a lot of those basic nutrition and farm programs. It also strengthened crop insurance, some livestock disaster assistance. So that was pretty good from the ag sector's point of view. But I'll just toss in a farm joke for you. I'm looking at that as small potatoes. The fact is Congress didn't take on the big issues that businesses were really looking for.
Okay. Good. Not great, but good farm joke. There is of course, coal in the stocking, some bad news for us, too. What issues did the 113th Congress fail to fix?
Well, I think from a business point of view, the thing that a lot of people were concerned about was that corporate tax code. Pretty much everybody who looks at it says something here is really wrong. They need some reforms. The business tax code, it's just too complicated. It encourages businesses to locate overseas. Something's wrong. It needs to get fixed. That didn't happen. And the other thing was, of course, immigration reform. That got all tied up. The president took some executive action, but it really is an unresolved issue. And companies want to be able to hire more high-tech workers. They want to know what the rules are. So that was a big disappointment from a business point of view.
And just briefly, Marilyn, despite the fact that the 113th didn't get to take on some major issues, looks like the economy still did pretty well this past year.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of the weird thing in a way, is that Congress failed businesses on all these things that we talked about, the corporate taxes, the immigration, and of course, they didn't do anything about trade promotion, infrastructure. There are lots of issues that still remain in the coming year. But, today happens to be my 6th anniversary of being at NPR. When I look back at when I came here in December of 2008, think about what the economy was like. Everyone was watching Capitol Hill because it was about bank bailouts and auto bailouts and stimulus. And now, Congress is doesn't matter as much because the economy is doing okay.
You have nothing to do with it, but enthusiastic applause for you, Marilyn Giewack, on your anniversary. Marilyn's a senior business editor, news editor with NPR. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.